This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
And this is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast that's all things business across the Treasure Coast and the entire state of Florida. I am Tom Kindred, and I serve as the host of Small Biz Florida. Our podcast, as everyone knows that tunes in, is dedicated to providing coverage and creating awareness for all the small business resources and assistance programs that are available throughout the state of Florida. Of course, our favorite one is the Florida Small Business Development Center with 9 centers located across the state of Florida. Everyone can be in touch with and engage with the Florida SBDC network. So with that, again, we've got another one of these very innovative and important resources for small business owners and operators. We've talked to this group before. In fact, Ziomara Pena, who serves as the Vice President of Engagement, has been on the podcast and actually visited the Treasure Coast. So we really appreciate this group. We've got with us today the Small Business Majority, and joining us to talk about the Small Business Majority is Brian Pfeiffer. Brian, welcome to Small Biz Florida.
Hey, thank you for having me, Tom. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. I think it's worth noting that you may be the furthest traveled guest, although you haven't traveled here today. We're doing it via technology. But where are you located, Brian?
I am located in Los Angeles, so on the entire other side of the country.
Wow.
But we do have offices across the country. The Small Business Majority, our main office is in Washington, D.C., and we have folks down in Georgia. She does some work down in Florida from that office and around the country as well.
Yeah, nice. Well, we appreciate you taking time out today. Important group to talk to. So, Brian, I guess start us with a little bit of a high-level description and explanation of who is the Small Business Majority. Then I kind of want to get into your pathway to the organization, but start us with goals, missions, vision of Small Business Majority.
Absolutely. So we exist because we believe that small businesses are central to thriving and inclusive economies and communities. And we work to provide business owners with education, tools, resources, and connections to help them start, grow, and succeed, and also advocate on their behalf for public policy that is going to best support vibrant local entrepreneurial ecosystems.
Wow. Nice. Important work that you do. So tell us a little bit about your pathway. How did you get involved with Small Business Majority?
Absolutely. I come from a family of entrepreneurs. Not one necessarily myself. My background was more in community news and journalism in a previous career. But, you know, in that capacity, I saw, you know, small business was sent, you know, how much of a role small business played within their local communities, how much they gave back to their communities, how important it was when they opened and when they closed, et cetera. So really got a feel for that, you know, kind of aspect of small business entrepreneurial development. In my background as a writer and editor, kind of led me to Small Business Majority. I started kind of working in various departments at the organization in grants development and other capacity. Started developing educational content for our educational content programming. We do webinars and outreach for businesses across the country on a variety of different topics. And then I also manage and oversee our website, benchrise.org, which houses all of our educational content, as well as links and resources for businesses to get connected to other partners, including the entire national network of SBDCs, Women's Business Centers, and other community nonprofits.
Nice. Now you serve as the Vice President of Programs and Research. Kind of explain to us your role within the Small Business Majority.
Absolutely. So a lot of our work, or all of our work, really starts with research and understanding what small business needs and challenges are, especially during the pandemic. We did a lot of surveying and polling of our network and business owners across the country about what challenges they were experiencing as a result of the economic challenges posed by the pandemic. And that informs our educational content and programming. It also informs our advocacy. We advocated on behalf of smaller businesses at the federal level to get better access to the Paycheck Protection Program, Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, advised members of Congress on ways in which they could improve the program, which they did towards the end of those program life cycles. And then I also oversee all our programmatic content. So a lot of it is dissecting and distilling a lot of this complex government programming down into language that your average small business owner can understand, or any complex topic as it relates to business, trying to boil it down to layman's terms, and again, help businesses kind of understand a problem from we don't provide kind of the one-on-one assistance or technical support like an SBDC does. We provide the context or the kind of the 30,000 foot view of understanding a problem or challenge, and provide resources on where businesses can get connected to someone who can help them with their next step. So developing a lot of the educational content around that.
Yeah, and you bring up a point, you've mentioned it a couple times, advocacy, and I just want to talk about that just for a minute, because I do remember, you know, when some of the programs first came out under the CARES Act, you know, there were some small and, you know, minority segments of the business community kind of really, not I don't think on purpose left out, but certainly maybe overlooked. There wasn't quite as, I don't think maybe as a deep understanding of what small business really meant. You know, I guess the definition for small business is less than 500, but there's a lot of small businesses that have one, person. So I was happy to hear you say that it was your group that really helped Congress understand and kind of updated some of those programs in kind of a second round when they rolled out. Is that a fair kind of assessment of what happened?
Yeah, absolutely. Our network, we worked over our 15 years in existence, we've worked with about more than 85,000 business owners. So that's what we call our network. We're not a membership organization. But by and large, those folks are either self-employed or employ 10 or fewer businesses. And this kind of mirrors, the makeup of small business in this country. Most businesses are sole proprietors or these very small mom and pop kind of operations. And a lot of these program designs were, it was in the name, right? Paycheck Protection Program. The government wanted to ensure people kept a paycheck. So they, the programs were kind of designed towards these more mid-sized businesses, the 100, 100 or 200. Right. And kind of forgot about that key kind of micro business right. component of small business. So that was definitely part of our work in the early.
Well, we appreciate that. Yes, it was definitely noticeable, especially from our perspective here at the SBDC, that those programs did change from kind of the initial rollout, and there was certainly more focus when they rolled out a second time to make sure that even the smallest of small business were able to take advantage. Maybe a little off topic, but what is your take on this, the stratosphere, the headed to the stratosphere, this new business startup data? I mean, going through the roof. What's your take? What's Small Business Majority make of all this, these record-setting numbers for small business startups?
Sure, it's a great question. We're actually just readying another survey that we're going to deploy to our network here in the next couple of weeks that's specifically going to ask of those folks who respond if they started it in the last couple of years, and if so, why? Was it because they lost their current job? Was it because they're continuing to work a job, but also needed additional money to keep up with the pace of inflation or, rising cost of living in this country? Is it because they wanted a change. They wanted to better themselves and their family and grow their wealth. I don't have a good handle on why. I mean, we do obviously see the Great Resignation happening. People fed up with low-paying jobs, meaningless jobs, jobs that don't provide them with happiness or fulfillment. I think that coming out of the pandemic, a lot of people have stopped to reflect on what it is that makes them happy, what it is worth caring about and living for. And I think employment and jobs and what you do for a living is a big part of that. So how you spend most of your time. So we'll see. We'll let you know.
Now, of course, you're in charge of one of my favorite topics and issues in small business, and that's research. We stress to those that we meet with and talk to, especially in the startup micro business phase, entrepreneurs, you've got to conduct thorough and exhaustive research. And again, we want you to do that because we want you to make this investment, wisely, not go put a second mortgage on the house and not really understand what you're getting into. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about your role in research and what are some of the tools that we can leverage and use through the Small Business Majority?
Sure. I mean, obviously, it's going to depend a lot on the type of business you're starting, and especially if you're going to be kind of trying to attract a global or a national market as opposed to your local market. I would say if it's a local market, the first couple places to start are your local library and your local government, county economic development department, who will have a lot of rich data around understanding your market, understanding the demographics of the community that you're trying to do business in, understanding if there is market need for the product or service that you're offering, and help you kind of figure that piece out if you're going to be working kind of at the local level. On the national level, and obviously your local SBDC as well, I would be remiss otherwise. At the national level, you know, organizations like ours and others exist that provide kind of a more holistic, batch of resources. The SBA, Small Business Administration, at the national level, will have some kind of national rich data for you. I would also encourage folks to try to research the local the industry in which they're trying to do business and see if there are any trade groups or associations that provide that kind of industry specific research or guidance as they're trying to enter it. Obviously, if you're considering a franchise opportunity, the franchisor is going to have a lot of data that you can use for that type of operation. That's the way you decide to go. There's a lot of different paths to take.
Yeah. Again, talk to us a little bit about, the importance of the business plan and do you offer any online resources through the Small Business Majority to kind of begin that process of creating that very important plan?
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, obviously the business plan is really your way of sitting down and really understanding the full dynamics of your business, why you're doing it, what your company's mission and values are, what your target markets are, what your weaknesses would be, what your competition looks like, where you should be setting your prices so that you can compete successfully, where you want to be in a year, where do you want to be in 3 years, how do you envision the company's growth over time. Sitting down and really taking the time to map that out, even if it's just a sketch, even if it's just notes or bullets, is a good starting point, right, for helping you to understand all the aspects of your business. Because what we find in working with business owners is they're really good at making their widget or providing their service, right? But when it comes to all the other aspects or components of running a business, they're not as expert, right? And they kind of feel their way. But it's taking your time to think about those other key components of a business really will help you be successful first and foremost. Obviously, beyond that, a business plan is usually required if you are going to start to seek some kind of capital, either from investors or from some debt capital, et cetera. They will want to see that you have taken the time to map out the path forward for your business. So usually it's a dollar and cents issue as to why you want to create a business plan. But first and foremost, it's for your own good. Provide some resources on our website, venturize.org, kind of around helping. There's some business plan templates that we offer, some generic ones. Obviously, going to your SBDC or getting connected to SCORE, which is a national network of mentors, might be beneficial to you as well. And we, again, promote all those through Venturize and through our website as well. I also will flag one kind of cool app that we know of as created by a group called Community Partners in out here in California, but it's called the Centro Business Planning app, available on iPhone and Android. And it's an app that you can download, and it just asks real short questions that kind of you can take your time working through. You can, again, sketch it out, pull it out, but when you're done working through the app, it creates a whole business plan for you and also connects you to local funding opportunities, CDFI, nonprofit CDFI lenders, Kiva, which is a national crowdfunding organization for small businesses, things like that. So they kind of a rich, robust tool and mobile friendly. You know, if you're just kind of sitting on the subway or sitting at home thinking about your business, you can jot stuff down. I'd recommend that as well.
Say that app again. Repeat sure. That app.
Called the Centro Business Planning app.
Nice. Okay.
Google Play Store or Apple Store.
Okay. And talk a little bit about your, you talked earlier about outreach efforts and links and webinars. How does, talk a little bit about them first, and then how does somebody kind of connect with you guys?
Sure, absolutely. So we've been very busy, even before the pandemic, but especially since the pandemic. I'd say we've done over 500 of such events. Either we do them nationally or kind of focused in on local communities, local grant or low interest loan opportunities. We do a lot around access to capital, access to healthcare benefits or other benefits for your employees, understanding the whole universe of different benefits package, how you as a business owner can create a quality job by offering some of these benefits that, the larger companies are able to provide. We talk about some of the government programs and other low cost or easy ways for you to be able to compete in the benefits space, and also talk about your personal wealth building, retirement planning, something that businesses sometimes overlook, especially smaller businesses. They kind of forget about their own retirement planning, or they think that the business is the retirement plan. We try to help them identify ways in which they can take advantage for themselves and for their employees of other retirement options. So I would say since the pandemic began, most of our work, and still to this day, is really focused on the federal, state, and local relief programs. Some of those grant programs and loan programs at the state and local level are still ongoing. Some of those CARES Act dollars have still flown down to local communities. There's also a new program coming up called State Small Business Credit Initiative. It's going to have dollars flowing from the federal government to state governments, who are then going to be setting up different programs for small business capital access, whether it's more dollars guarantees for nonprofit lenders, microloans, or equity programs or venture capital programs. So there's going to be more dollars flowing.
I think we have heard of something along those lines, but what's the time frame on that program?
So states are applying for that capital right now. I think their applications are due this month. And then I don't know the timeline for when states then have to kind of set up the programs. It is a 10-year program, I think, or a 7-year program, a long-term program. It's not really directly tangible to the business owner at this moment, because it's money's coming to the state, and then the state's support other organizations that are providing this capital. So you might not see directly, oh, there's an SSBCI grant available to me as a business owner,
but right.
We're monitoring that as an organization, staying in touch with states about what programs they do establish, so that folks like the SBDCs and others can be made aware of what programs might be of benefit to business owners coming out of it. So that's something that you're working on. And I think I covered the first half of your question, but not the second half.
Yeah. What, you know, that, again, great information. Do you guys do a regular update? Do you kind of, are you kind of the eyes and ears of small business in Washington? Are you, do you publish some sort of newsletter that updates us as to potential programs coming down the channel?
Sure, absolutely. So yeah, the way people get connected to our events and our webinars, you can go to our website, smallbusinessmajority.org. We have an events section on that website at the top of the page where you can see all our upcoming events and also view past events that we've done on demand. We do periodic national policy updates to talk about changes happening at the national policy level, or you can watch any event that we've done, whether it's state, local, or national. All those are available on our events page and from our homepage, again, at smallbusinessmajority.org. There's a spot to sign up for our mailing list, and we send out a newsletter once every 2 weeks with all the latest updates of everything we're doing and everything we're hearing.
Okay, nice. And I guess, you know, you guys kind of a national, you know, view of small business. So as we kind of wrap up, kind of give us your thoughts, maybe your, like your top three, you know, pointers for those looking to maybe start a business really anywhere. What are your thoughts?
Sure. I mean, first and foremost, I'd say do what you love, right? There's going to be a lot of ups and downs in the business. So being able to say that you're doing something that you're passionate about or you like to do will help you weather those ups and downs, right? So I would start there. And I would imagine that's why we're seeing the uptick of new business starts that we're seeing. Again, yeah. We'll know more when we get that research back. Second tip I would say is to keep your business and personal accounting separate. This will help you immensely when it comes to tax time. Set up your own business account, make all your transactions through that business account, all your revenue through that business account. It will help you greatly. And third, I would say, you know, focus on building a loyal following. Even if you don't officially have a business, you know, established, if you're starting to sell a product or a service that you recognize people want to buy or people want to pay you money for, that's going to be your best marketing tool moving forward is your word of mouth. So the whatever you can do to kind of establish that loyal following up front is going to help your business immensely down the line, I would say is my three tips.
Wow. And listen, those may be three of the best tips I've ever heard. So good work, Brian. And so one more time, how does one engage with Small Business Majority? So website, any other contact information?
Sure. So again, our website is smallbusinessmajority.org. From there, you can also get taken to venturize.org. There, it's at the top of the bar too. That's again, kind of more houses our educational content and our resources and our maps and tools and everything for businesses. You're also happy to reach out to, feel free to reach out to me directly. My email is B, as in my first name, Brian, last name Pfeiffer, P-I-F-E-R. At smallbusinessmajority.org. Feel free to reach out if you need any help, have any questions about starting a business, capital, what the latest going on in Washington is, feel free.
Brian, great work. We are very pleased that we have met and begun to collaborate with your organization. And again, Ziamara traveled all the way down here from California to actually participate in and present at our small business capital access summit here right along the Treasure Coast. So we really appreciated her appearance and her insight into capital access for small business. So we appreciate the work you and your team are doing, and thank you for taking time out today.
Yeah, thank you, Tom, and we appreciate all the great work that SBDCs across the country do. And it's really vital and essential work. So thank you for the invitation and take care.
It is no doubt a great program. I tell my team all the time here, where were you people when I was in business? So again, it's a great program. Brian, thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Yep. And with that, we'll bring to close this segment of Small Biz Florida. Always tune in. New episodes all the time. So with that, this is Small Biz Florida.
this has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.